The Memorandum of Understanding signed by the leaders of both institutions calls for the university and Green Mountain Power to work cooperatively to, quote, advance climate science, understanding of weather impacts on energy usage and related infrastructure, and the private economy, unquote. Students and faculty of the college will work with the power company's new Energy Innovation Center in Rutland to develop new energy and technology businesses. Green Mountain Power President and CEO Mary Powell is excited to see a significant public-private partnership that will lead to new renewable, cost-effective energy generation.
We're really excited about this because we started this energy innovation work in Rutland, and now the university, through this partnership, is joining us and is going to have staff and faculty and students involved in a lot of the work we're doing around creating new, principally renewable generation and distributed generation opportunities for customers, but also doing a lot of other innovations around looking at climate science, looking at new weather technologies, how can we get much better at the prediction of weather, as well as creating systems that are extraordinarily resilient as we've moved into a very different climatic period.
University of Vermont President Tom Sullivan says the college has expertise in its Rubenstein School on the Environment, College of Agriculture and Biological Science, and College of Engineering and Mathematical Science, along with a systems analysis center that meshes with the utilities initiative.
The university can bring its great strength in applied research and technology with students and faculty to work closely and in harmony with Green Mountain Power. We both have comparative advantages in this space, and it's almost the perfect public-private partnership. From the university's perspective, it helps our faculty to be able to take basic and theoretical research and see what practical application it has for energy usage. And we can also have students be involved in internships and co-ops. So there's a learning, teaching element going alongside the basic and applied research component.
While the initial goal is to study the impact of weather and climate change impact on energy usage, Sullivan believes potential innovations will have far-reaching benefits beyond Vermont's boundaries.
We think at the University of Vermont we have a real strong comparative advantage in that continuum of energy and the environment, both from a scientific and technical standpoint, a regulatory perspective, as well as the practical implications to make it as effective and as efficient both for the producer, like Green Mountain Power, as well as for the consumer of energy and energy products. So we think this public-private partnership can be a game changer for the knowledge and the discovery that will come out of this partnership in Vermont and across the country.
The University of Vermont and Green Mountain Power are working with Sandia National Lab and IBM in the installation of a cold weather solar technology test center. The college is also cooperating with the utility on small wind installation data collection. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.